I was pretty disappointed. I felt like I did everything I could to get to put myself in a position for selection, so I was disappointed not to be selected for the squad, especially as there's a third spot available that's been left unfilled.
So from a Team GB selector's point of view, why do you think it was that they had this vacant spot but chose not to fill it?
Well, the selection policy, as I understand it, is that the first two at the trial are taken automatically, and then there's discretionary places for if you are ranked highly in the world, and if they think you're a medal hopeful. And I didn't meet those criteria. I wasn't ranked highly enough on the world rankings, and they didn't think that I would be a medalist, which they're probably right about. And so that for those reasons, that's their policy. They don't select a third person there.
You released a statement after the squad was announced, a fairly angry statement. You've had a few days to kind of digest and take it in. Does the decision sit any easier with you now?
I definitely got less emotional now. I was pretty angry and quite upset, and I think it helped me to sort of get everything, all my feelings out, and say what I wanted to say. Obviously, time goes by, you feel better about things. I don't agree with the decision, but at some point you've got to say, well, that's it, that's done, move on.
It must be a bitter pill to swallow, though, knowing that you've hit the criteria in terms of making the Olympic qualifying time for the 800 metres, but they ultimately opted not to take you.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, it's obviously very disappointing. It's an experience that I wanted to have, but I think in terms of sort of inspiring other people and sort of showing other people what you can achieve, and especially young athletes, aspiring athletes. I mean, I think someone tweeted to me after I put the blog up that everyone dreams of being Olympic champion, but first they dream of being Olympian. I think being Olympian is a pretty lofty goal. It's something that I'd love to achieve, and I don't think it's right to say that it's not worth doing. Well, they're not saying that, but to me, that's how it sort of feels. I think to inspire young people to stay in the sport, to keep going in the sport, I think taking four teams would be a positive thing.
Yeah, there's this whole idea of the Olympic creed, isn't there? That it's not just about winning, it's not just about appearing on the podium with a medal round your neck, but actually getting there and taking part. And that's what this seems to contradict.
I guess so. I guess, I mean, yeah, I mean, I would agree with that sort of being part of the Olympics and doing your best and being in that stadium, I think is a worthwhile goal. I think that's something that's worth aspiring to.
Can you just put into words, if you can, what you've been through in the last 12 months in terms of trying to get to Rio? You put your career on hold, you've been to various training camps around the world, put in all the hours that you could have possibly done. How much work have you put into this?
A lot. as much as any of the girls who are going for those spaces. Yeah, I mean, I've been a full-time athlete for the last sort of year and a half. I've been sort of training here in Birmingham. We went to altitude in Albuquerque in January, and then spent 5 weeks in Fort Remote altitude in April. It's twice a day training. It's when it's raining, when it's cold, and you have to get out the door and do it anyway. But I mean, everyone's doing that. Everyone's trying. But you want to feel that if you get to where you're aiming for and you do everything you can, you want to feel that it'll be worth it in the end. And in some ways, it sort of makes you feel a little bit like it's sometimes it's not. And it's not just everything that I've put in. It's all the time that people have put into me, and the support, and my family and my boyfriend and my friends and my training partners and my coach, all that belief they've put into me, the help they've given me and the support. That's one of the difficult things, I think, is that I wanted their efforts and their support to be rewarded, and in some ways it feels like I can't give them the reward they deserve.
Ultimately, you talk about the support that you've got, and they're going to be there for you, through these tough times as well. That's important that you've got that network, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and like the support from people like the people I know, my friends and training partners and my family and all those people have been absolutely amazing. And the support from strangers has been so nice as well. It's nice that it really helps, and so many people are just saying, keep going, keep trying, and well, last week I was grumpy and was like, no, I don't want to. I'm fed up with this. This week, lots of support, time to think about it, time to chill out a little bit about it. And yeah, makes you want to keep going and try again.
Do you think that, obviously you're in a rough place when you found out the news, did you think about packing it all in and retiring? Are you still going to carry on?
Definitely going to carry on training, racing. Not sure about still being a full-time athlete. I have to have a think about that and see where that goes. But in terms of racing next year and training as hard as I can, yes, definitely. It's very easy in some ways. Like, it makes you feel better to say, I don't want to do it anymore, I'm not going to do it. But I do. I would miss it a lot. I enjoy what I do. And I mean, at the end of the day, I'm not going to the Olympics, but I'm a full-time athlete. That's what I do as my job, and that's living my dream, really. That's what I wanted to do when I was little. So I can't complain too much. That's what I get to do.
Would you change anything about the way that you've prepared for the games in the last year? Looking back, do you think you could have done any more?
No, I don't think I can. I think you could spend hours, and I'm sure I could find small things here and there that I could have done differently. But I think you can spend hours, days, months looking back and looking at every little decision. The big decisions, I think I made the right ones. I've put the effort in, I've put the time in. That's helping me at the moment, that I feel I've done what I can. So in general terms, no, I wouldn't change what I've done.
You've got a couple of Blackburn Harriers teammates who
yes,
have made the
yeah.
squad. Sophie Hitchin in the hammer and Holly Bradshaw in the pole
yeah.
vault. I'm sure, you know, knowing what a lovely person you are and great character, that you'll be sending them messages of support and cheering them on in Rio.
Definitely. I'm so pleased that there's going to be three Blackburn Harriers, because Samantha Murray's going in the modern pentathlon after her silver in London. She's been selected again. So there's three Blackburn Harriers at the games, which is absolutely amazing, and I know they're all going to do really, really well, and I can't wait to watch them. I will be watching. And talking to Blackburn Harriers, like, the support I've had from them has been forever, has been amazing. So yeah, big up Blackburn Harriers, especially the girls who are going to Rio.